This is Rediscover Life and Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today. We're continuing our series on the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. The Bible says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Never forget that. And so if we are worshipers of Christ, if we are followers of Christ, we should walk in peace as well. It doesn't mean that we won't face storms or trials or tests. It doesn't mean we won't face hard times. Doesn't mean that there isn't going to be mountains we have to climb and giants we have to face, but we can have peace in the midst of the battle, peace in the midst of the storm. There are many people who, while they may identify as being nominally Christian, in practice they don't go to church or live for Christ. You know, nominally simply means in name. And, you know, sometimes we're just Christian in name. And, you know, God wants us to walk in what is real. The Bible says, I have this against you, that you have left your first love, in Revelation 2 and verse 4. And sometimes we can grow cold. We can neglect our relationship with the Lord. We can just grow cold in our walk. And that's why it's so important we get on our faces and seek his face, that we repent of any sin or rebellion. We need to break up those areas of our lives that have become hard to him. That's why rising early in the morning is so important. Mark 1:35, Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. You need those times of quietness. You need those times of solitude where it's just you and God. It's amazing if you'll make time for the Lord, just to get up early and spend time with him, how quickly your relationship will change, to come alive, and you'll have an excitement about serving him. This is the tragedy. Sometimes people think they're Christian because they attend a wedding or a funeral or maybe go at Christmas or Easter. But in reality, their faith doesn't have any real bearing on how they live their lives. Because for them, whether because of unbelief, cynicism, disappointment, or laziness, faith has been relegated to mere theory, something that has no reality or purpose. You know, many people on the street, when you ask them about where they're going to spend eternity, where they're going to go when they die, I think it's heartbreaking that sometimes people look me in the eye and say, this life is hell. And some people think that they're actually in hell even while they're living. And I think that is so sad, because, you know, some people don't think you can have peace until you rest in peace. But, you know, that is a lie from hell, because you can have supernatural peace through Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. And therefore, as I said, if Christ is enthroned in your heart, you will have his peace there as well. Luke chapter 2 and verse 13 and 14 says, and suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into the heavens, that the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. I mean, if we think of how the world would have handled the revealing of God's Son, God's sinless Son to mankind, he who was coming to save the world, when we think of the pomp and ceremony and the VIPs and the shallow ostentation that we would have had in this occasion, the golden palace and the armies and the important people and the name dropping and the et cetera, all of this that would have gone on. And yet we see that God chose to be born. Obviously, he was pre-existent. He took upon himself flesh. But God chose to be revealed in such a humble, ordinary environment. He wasn't placed on a golden throne or in a marble crib, surrounded by all of the important people of the day, generals and princes and wealthy individuals, kings and philosophers. He was surrounded by farm animals, and his mother was a peasant, as was Joseph. I mean, the ordinariness of this occasion and this surroundings, and yet the glory of God is being revealed. I definitely think there's a lesson there for all of us to walk in humility and not to get carried away with ourselves, and not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, and not to think more highly of the things of this world than we ought. When we look at that, the simplicity of this moment, and yet the beauty of what was happening. Christ came to bring glory to heaven and peace to earth. Glory to the Father and peace to all mankind. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the further we go from him, whether as individuals, as families, as churches, as societies, and even as a generation, the more elusive peace becomes for us. Because the further we go from the Prince of Peace, the further we leave peace behind us. And that's what we're seeing right now in our society. We are literally witnessing the unraveling of our society as a consequence of us turning from Christ, the Prince of Peace. And so if we want to have peace in our time, peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our societies, as we face the prospect of World War III, I think it's important for us to come back to Christ. And so through Christ, the Prince of Peace, we find, firstly, peace with God. John chapter 3 and verse 7, Jesus said, "You must be born again." John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do those signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." And so, just as the first Adam brought death to all mankind through his disobedience, so too the second Adam brought life through his obedience. And this is why, again, unless you have peace with God, you cannot have peace with yourself. And this explains why our generation has so little peace. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, so also we will bear the image of the heavenly man." And again, this is our goal, which is Christ-likeness. And so here we see that the first Adam brought sin and destruction. The second Adam brought life and peace. Glory to God. And so Adam and Eve died spiritually when they sinned. And Christ acknowledged that nothing less than spiritual rebirth would satisfy the justice of God. You see, religion just does not do it. Because if it did, Christ would not have had to come in the first place. But Christ came to seek and save that which was lost. We were lost. We were in darkness. But Christ came to save us. And so the first thing we find through Christ, the Prince of Peace, is peace with God. And if you've never found peace with God, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I'd like you to pray this simple prayer with me right now. Just say this prayer. Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of all my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me." Praise the Lord. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.